Welcome to Transformation with Martinet. Conquer everything and compromise nothing. This show brings you real, raw, and vulnerable conversations. If you have never liked small talk and have been on a personal growth journey for a long time, stay tuned as Martinet and her guests share empowering stories. Now is the time to own your past and look toward your future with hope. Believe in your dreams, and all that you want to achieve is possible. Transformation Coach Martinet helps you accept and love you for you. It's time to listen to your heart and tap into your unlimited potential. You have the answers you need inside. Sometimes you just need the right guide to help allow transformation to happen. Transformation with Martinet starts now.
Hello and welcome. As you can probably see, I am not Martinet, but this is Transformations with Martinet Emmons, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My name is Evelyn Knight. I am filling in for Martinet. She's been a friend of mine for a long time. So, and now we work together in many capacities, and I'm honored to be here filling in for such an amazing person. I am in the childcare industry. I'm a childcare business coach. I love helping childcare leaders really just transform my industry. Just to know a little bit about me and why she chose me to substitute for her while she couldn't be here. I am on a mission to change 1 million children's lives. And at first, when I came up with that mission, it just seemed so big and overwhelming, and I didn't know what I was going to do, but it was definitely my calling, what I was put on this earth for. So I thought, how am I going to do this by myself? I own childcare centers, and I thought to myself, well, how many am I going to have to own? How am I going to do this? So I realized that I can change small children's lives by helping other owners, other childcare centers throughout the world, by learning what is best for children and really putting the children first. So that's what I do now. It was a big goal, and it took a lot for me to get there, to get to the point that I could accept the fact that somebody like me, small town Nevada girl, could actually make such a big difference in the world that I could literally affect 1 million children. I realized through my education in psychology and child development and what I've pretty much my entire career that we can literally change the world through children. And even though that's really not what I'm talking about today, today I'm going to be talking about your identity and who you really are. What's important to know about the child aspect is so many of us lose who we are through childhood and beyond. But most of us lost who we were from the time we were born. I like to picture each child, each adult, whoever you are, each of us are born like an empty canvas, just clean and pure. And over time, what happens is people start projecting things onto that canvas, right? It's almost like taking paint and splattering it onto that canvas. You can also think of yourself as a book that is written, and it is who you are. And in that book, people start editing and writing and crossing things out. It happens to every single one of us. And each one of us actually does it to somebody as well. And we all do it out of love. And I can tell you, some of you may have had it happen in negative ways, right? Where people have skewed and they've really helped you to believe that you aren't who you truly are in your heart through things that weren't the best. But then there's others who truly loved you and wanted what was best for you, and they projected onto you. As a mother and a child development expert and somebody who's worked with children my entire life, I see this all the time. And it's kind of ironic because I got my degree when my oldest son was already 8. And I have a couple different degrees, but the one specifically that I'm thinking of in early childhood education, I would look at my son and I could see areas that I made mistakes. You see, the first 6 years of life actually constructs your executive brain functioning skills. So your time management, self-control, your ability to basically solve problems, how you show up in the world today came to you before you were six. But what happens is people start projecting things onto you. They project things onto you. Oh, you're really shy, aren't you? Oh, you just maybe something like you just don't speak as well as you should. There's so much that is projected onto us and we start believing it from a very, very young age. I have a friend who always thought she was way overweight. And I would look at her and think, my gosh, you're beautiful. You're amazing. But when she was younger, her mom would just constantly put fear in her mind. One of her earliest childhood memories was her mom looking at her and she was looking at herself in the mirror and her mom going, and making like that fat face. So she grew up terrified of being fat. And even as an adult, this athletic, beautiful woman saw something totally different in the mirror because of what was projected. Now, her mother was really scared. Her mother had struggled with weight her entire life. So her mother was truly scared for her daughter. And she did not want the same pain and the struggles for her daughter. But she projected these beliefs. And my friend ended up believing that was who she was. So that is my story. A lot of how I became who I am today. My mother immigrated to the United States from Honduras. And in the Hispanic culture, they're taught a lot about who a woman should be, right? And in some Hispanic cultures, and where my mother was raised, women are not supposed to be educated. They're not supposed to be much of anything other than a great wife and a great mom. So my entire childhood, that's what I was told I had to be. I have to be a great mom. I have to be a great wife. That is what I'm here for. That is a woman's role. On the other hand, my mother was also extremely thankful to be in the United States. So she would tell me and my sisters and my brother, and specifically my sisters and I, that we were so blessed to be born in this nation, that we had a responsibility to do something with that, to make something of ourselves, to become more, to just really shine in our lives. My mother really valued education. She didn't have the opportunity to have higher education. She barely had the opportunity to have anything beyond a middle school education. So she felt like we were blessed to have these opportunities. So she often projected that onto us as well. We had to have higher education. We had to go to college. We had to get a degree. And she basically would look into the world and people who weren't educated, she would say things as strong as, oh, they're nothing because they don't have this. So I grew up thinking in order to be something, I had to have a college education. Because without one, you're nothing. Now, on the other hand, we would also be out in the world. And my mother was very involved in our church. And we might go to church. And if my mom saw a friend or anybody really that was working and female who had children, she would say things like, oh, those poor children, they don't have a good mother. She works, and kind of funny thing my mom used to say all the time, she would say, oh, she works on the street. It doesn't matter what you did. You could have been a doctor. You could have been, it doesn't matter. If you were female and you had a job, my mother referred to it as, oh, she works on the streets. And she would say, there's nobody home with her children or somebody else is raising her children. So I grew up with these opposing paradigms. These very opposing paradigms that I was hearing. And both of them came to me from my mother and from a very loving place. She wanted her children to thrive and she just wanted the best life possible for us. And she had no idea the identity that she was actually projecting onto us. So when I was about 26 years old, there came a time where I really hit an identity crisis. It would be the first. I've had more than one. Several of us will go through several identity crises. Usually our adolescence is the most obvious, right? But for me, the biggest and most impactful one was when I was 26 years old. I one day went and throughout my day, dropping my son off at school, going to the pediatrician with my other child, visiting my husband at work, just going through my normal everyday life. And I noticed one day in particular that everywhere I went, nobody knew my name. Nobody knew Evelyn. Everywhere I went, I was Bronson's mom or Ronan's mom. I was Ron's wife. But no one knew Evelyn. I got to the end of that day feeling like I had stopped existing, feeling like I didn't have an identity, feeling like there was nothing for me, that everything I was defined between my mom, my husband, my children. But I didn't know who I was. I had no clue. My mother was very outspoken on who I had to be. And that's who I was. I was the good mom. I was the good wife. But there was something tugging at my heart. There was something there that was telling me, this isn't it. There's got to be more. But then there was another voice in my head saying, yeah, but you got to be a good mom and a good wife. And if you get a career and you do all the things, you won't be a good mom and a good wife. So I decided to start going back to school. And I did. And I finished my, I think at that time I was 26. So it was probably my second degree that I was finishing at the time. And it still just wasn't enough. I still needed my name. I needed my identity. What I really needed in my heart was to leave a legacy. I looked at my mom and my mother-in-law at the time, and my mom had been a stay-at-home mom her entire life. And she, now that her children were grown, there was nothing there for her. And she was lonely, and her purpose, her reason for living was gone at that point. I looked at my mother-in-law, who had been a waitress for over 30 years, and she beat up her body so bad she was in such pain all the time. And I knew I didn't want either for my life. I knew my children would grow up one day, and I needed something for me. So I set out to become a business owner. I set out on my career. I didn't know what I was going to do. I just set out to do something. And that's when I became an entrepreneur. And I opened my first business, which was just in my home. It was a simple childcare center within my home. I had an early childhood education degree, was working on a psychology degree, and decided that I needed something bigger and better. So I opened my first childcare center. And that is where I found the real me. There was a day in my life where I consciously had to choose my name. I consciously had to decide that being Bronson's mom, Ronan's mom, Ron's wife, and Emelina's daughter, that wasn't the real me. It wasn't my identity. I needed to be Evelyn. And that was the day that I really made that choice to step in to who I am. We're about to go on break, but when we come back, I will let you guys know what happened and transpired from that. From that day where I knew I needed to lean into me, and I chose me. I literally chose me. So many of you haven't chosen you. So as we go into break, I want you to think about that. Do you know your name? Are you today, as we speak, in a position where maybe you've lost your own name? So just some food for thought during this break.
engage in this epic journey of how to own your power and change your perception of addiction while we revolutionize the approach that ensures mental health as we address a worldwide epidemic. Take the steps that lead you towards an incredible life of maximum resilience. We do recover. Visit MyResilienceCoach.com.
Imagine if you were truly flourishing, how would your financial expansion impact the world? Author of Money Come Dance With Me, Gail West, is an internationally known speaker, creative catalyst, and business intuitive at Success with Soul. Work with Gail to create a new relationship with money as your friend. Link the soul of your business to the business of your soul with programs like Sacred Money Mastery, Akashic Records of the Soul, and more. To receive a healing money meditation, go to successwithsoul.com today.
In our world today, we are often weighed down by pain, sorrow, insecurity, and complicated feelings of self. What if you could turn that pain into power? Join me, Christine Vibrant, on Waking Hope, a powerful show about nurturing healing and opportunity to find your purpose and better me empowered lives. Streaming live on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific time on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Hello and welcome back. So we're talking about our names, and I challenged you to really think about if you have lost your name, do you know who you are? You, not who everybody tells you you are, not the life you're living through your children, through your spouse, through your siblings, anybody else, but you. My husband was a twin. And that was something that I often saw with him, but more his twin brother, who somewhat lived through my husband, where my husband was just this bright and shining light. And his twin often lived through him. So it doesn't just have to be the obvious ones, right? Your children and your spouse. Sometimes it can be a sibling or somebody else that's in your life that you've lost your identity to. Or it could just be all of those labels that were put on you as a child, all the things you were told you had to be. There's so much that skews who we really are in our hearts. But I was telling you my story, and the day I found my name, I've actually done a TED Talk on that very topic. It was actually called The Day I Found My Name. And by the way, Martine got me that TED Talk. She is a genius at getting people TED Talks. I'm not the first that she's done it for, but I was amazed at how quickly she got it for me. But anyway, the day I found my name ended up becoming one of the most impactful days of my life. The day I stepped into the real me, my identity, and not whoever but he told me I should be. This one is a little bit hard for me. So I'm just warning you ahead of time, I might get a little emotional here. But I'm actually a widow. My husband died almost 2 years ago. About 6 months after my husband died, on the day that actually would have been our 30th anniversary together, I was at home. I was actually in my home office, and I looked outside my window and I looked on my backyard, and I was thinking to myself, thank God I still have all of this. And I suddenly had this flashback to that day where I felt like my name was lost, where nobody knew Evelyn. And I had this amazing amount of gratitude to the girl I was 20 years earlier who had chosen me. Had I not chosen me that day, that backyard I was looking onto, the home that I was standing in, I would have lost all of it. We don't know what life is going to put us through. When I was 26 years old, I had no idea
I would be a widow by the time I was 46. I had no idea. I realized that day how impactful and how important it was for me to choose my name, to choose not to just be Ron's wife. My youngest son on that day was 17. He was about to turn 18. And I just looked at my life all of a sudden. Just 2 years earlier, my entire family lived in that home. All four of us were there. And here I was, facing life by myself, facing a life without my spouse, where my youngest was about to graduate from college or from high school and move on to what I thought would be college. My oldest had graduated from college and he was already living out on his own. And I was facing life completely alone. And I just remember just this overwhelming feeling of gratitude for choosing my identity. Not the identity I grew up being told I had to have. Because not only would I have been facing bankruptcy, but I would have also been completely alone with nothing, not my own career, no legacy of my own. I would have been completely lost in the world. I've since then met some other widows just in different support groups and different things I belong to. And I find that that is so often the case, where so many people live in the shadow of somebody else and they are defined by who they were told they had to be, who they were raised to be, who they're serving in their life, whether they're living a life of service to their husbands or their wife or their children. And there's nothing there for them. I can tell you right now, even 5 years ago, had you told me that I would be living a life on my own, I would not have believed you. There's no way I would have thought. You don't think about those things, right? Especially when your children are little. I mean, we all know that our kids are going to grow up and leave, but does it ever really, really sink in that one day I'm going to live in this full and beautiful house full of so much life? Life is going to change. We go through these different chapters in life. And there is no way for us to know what direction life is going to take us in. And that's why it is so important for you to lean into you. Because the life you have today may not be the life you have tomorrow. Now, during this time in my life, I had some very, very powerful and beautiful epiphanies that has really guided me and changed my life. One of the biggest lessons that I've learned is that no matter what you go through in life, no matter how hard life gets, there's always beauty. There's something beautiful that can unfold as long as you allow it. There was a day that I was talking to another widow, and she was consoling me and she was trying to help me through. My husband had only been gone for about 10 weeks and I was really having a hard time just getting back to life. And I was scheduled to go back to my businesses. At the time, I owned two different businesses and I was the CEO of both. And I had set myself up to be okay for about 12 weeks. My husband had been terminal, so I knew it was coming. I was able to prepare my businesses for my departure for about 12 weeks. But in about 2 weeks, I was set to come back to work. And she was trying to console me. But instead, she was telling me how 8 years, she was still in so much pain. 8 years, her husband's coffee mug was still sitting in the same place he left it. His clothes were still in the closet. And I realized that she was frozen in this pain. And I looked at my own life and I had to ask myself, is this what you want? Is this the life you want? And so that day, I realized that I get to be the author of my story. I get to choose how the next chapter of my life is going to turn out. I get to choose how I emerge from this. Is it painful? Yes. But I get to choose the person I am going to be for the rest of my life. It is my choice. So I set out to be intentional and to live in a life of intentionality. I set out that day, I wrote myself a letter actually, and I thanked myself for all the things that I was going to do in the next year. And most importantly, I asked myself, who do I want my children to see me as 1 year from now? When they look back at their mom 5 years from now, who do they want to see their mother as? And I took all those traits and I wrote a letter to myself, thanking myself for being that person. I used that letter and I read it over and over and over and over on the days I didn't want to get out of bed, the days I didn't want to face life. That letter ended up getting me through because it kept reminding me that I am in control of my life. I don't have to let this tragedy define who I am for the rest of my life. It is a big part of me. It is a huge part of me, but it doesn't have to control me. I've also had this big shift during that period that helped me to look at the beauty that I've had instead of being angry and bitter with the world for losing the hopes and dreams for my future that I once had. I became grateful for the life and the opportunities I did have, for the time I had with my husband. It really shifted the bitterness and made it something beautiful into just this overwhelming gratitude. And it changed everything. And it's why today I live a beautiful and abundant life, because I made the choice. I intentionally made the choice to step into the life that I wanted to live. And that's something you can do too. Every one of us has the power to make that choice and that decision. Each one of you decides, and you're writing your own story. And yes, there is pain. There's still mornings 2 years later that I wake up and I have a heaviness in my heart. But it doesn't mean it has to dictate my life. And whatever heaviness you're facing, it doesn't mean it has to dictate your life either. You can emerge victorious, but you have to make that choice. You get to choose. Are you going to be the hero of your story, or are you going to be the victim? The choice is yours. I choose every day to be the hero of my story, and you can too. There are some tragedies in life that are really hard, but there is nothing that we can't overcome if we don't choose to overcome it. So choose not to give whatever your situation is the power to overcome you. Choose to find the beauty in it, to find the growth, and to see how you can really make it your own. Hopefully that will resonate with one of you, even if it's just one person that it can help and resonate with, then that's good for me. That is my mission, is just to help at least one person with every single appearance I make or anything I do. So as we go into this break, just think about that. What can you turn into beauty? How can you make the tragedies of life turn into something beautiful?
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martineemmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet. It's time to tap into your divine self through angelic guidance. Join your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts in the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can, airing every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn from four of the best angel empowerment practitioners in the field. Together, they will share experiential teachings and offer live on-air professional angel card readings and much more. For more information, visit cindysmithaep.com. Are you living through any painful family relationships? Do you feel like you are frequently stuck in the past or can't sleep at night because of painful family memories? Rose Salkova is an energy life coach, and she's here to show you firsthand that your life doesn't need to be that way. She will guide you on how to take responsibility for your own energy and help you create a meaningful life for yourself. To find out more or schedule a session with Rose, visit familyhealingwithrose.com.
Are you wanting more for your life? Are you ready to create your life with confidence and contribution? We all have a gift to give to the world. Becoming you is that gift. In order to truly live your life, you have to become you on purpose and with intention. Leah Rowling supports you in becoming you using the B Method, consistently producing results for hundreds of entrepreneurs and business owners. For more information, visit leahrowling.com.
We all want confident and happy kids. Nola Peacock, co-host on the Angel Empowerment Show, works with families, coaching parents and kids to find the strategies and techniques that really work, helping your child develop the crucial personal skills that they need to become confident, resilient, and successful young adults. Book a coaching session today at nola-peacock.com. That's Nola, N-O-L-A-peacock.com.
Welcome back to Transformations with Martinet. So hopefully I've given you a lot to think about who you truly are, not who everybody tells you to be, not the projections the world's put on you and probably still is. People put labels on us and tell us we are something, but it doesn't have to be true. You get to choose in your heart who you are. For me, as somebody who works in early childhood education, I see every child as just this perfect being. Like I said earlier, we're like these blank canvases. And you can almost think of it as these layers, right? Imagine you're born and it's just you. And then someone tells you something and it's like throwing a blanket over you. And then someone else tells you something about you and they throw another blanket and another one and another one and another one. And over the years, you're just so covered and the real you is so buried that taking it off layer by layer by layer to find the real you at the core is one of the most beautiful gifts you can give yourself. Forgetting all the things people told you you have to be, forgetting and not listening. Even as I chose my name, and even as I became an entrepreneur and started my own life, I still had a lot over me. There was still a lot happening, and I still believed a lot of the things that I was. People see life based on their own experiences, their own expectations, their own fears, and they project those onto us. That is something that happened to me a lot. As a business owner, things started not going well for me. I have a passion for children, so I started a childcare center. It was a beautiful, wonderful childcare center, but the business end of things did not go well. And there was a moment where I was facing bankruptcy, and it got to the point, things got so bad for me that I actually got an eviction notice on my childcare center's door. And all around the same time period of my life, I actually had an IRS agent knocking on my front door. But I knew I couldn't quit and I knew I couldn't give up. I knew I had to persevere because I knew there was something inside me. I was where I belonged. I was in my purpose, my calling. I'm a God girl, and it was what God put me on this planet for. I knew I was there. I knew it with my heart. But the people around me didn't understand and see that. So the people who loved me the most, my mom, my husband, they actually came to me and they said, it's time to quit. It's time. You tried. You failed. You got to stop now. For a long time, that was really hurtful to me that they didn't believe in me. Now I see and understand that what it really was is I was in a lot of pain. It was very painful having to come to realization that I didn't know what I was doing as a business person and dealing with all these things because you don't know what you don't know. So I didn't understand why my business was failing. I just knew I was doing the work I was meant to do and I wanted it to work. And it was painful. It was hard. And my mom and my husband saw the pain I was in and they wanted me to end the pain. So they kept telling me, you weren't cut out for this. This isn't what you were meant for. You were just meant to be a mom. Going back to my childhood, right? What I was told my whole childhood, you were meant for this and you tried and you did great trying and we're proud of you for trying, but it's not who you really are. In my heart, I knew it was. So I fought for it. And I really analyzed what is going on here. And I realized what so many business owners don't know. And now this is something I actually teach on, especially for people in early childhood education. If you're a child care center owner, director, this is something I really am passionate about teaching about. We choose our passion a lot of times. And honestly, when you choose your life's calling, a lot of it is speaking to those inner child wounds. You're nurturing something inside of you with your career many times. And I chose a career in the path I loved, which were children. But I knew nothing about business. And I had to learn how to become a business person. So that was my next thing. I set out to become a great business person. And I joke that I gave myself an MBA by just hiring business coaches and reading books. And if you could see the rest of my office behind me, it's surrounded by business books, whether it's a textbook or something by John Maxwell, the business leaders of the world, they're literally all around me. And I became a great business person. And I just realized there's so many people out there who were in the same shoes as me, which is when I started my coaching program. I also wanted it to be specifically for the people I work with. And I knew when I had to help 1 million children, this is how I could do it. I could help those other directors and owners out there who have the heart for children like I did, who are passionate about the children, run good businesses. I could teach them to keep the children first and do what was awesome and great for the child and have a successful business and live the life they deserve. But in order to get there, I had to silence the voices. I couldn't allow myself to believe what was told to me about me. And there were times that I did. There were times that I really struggled with that. There was a lot of things I was told, oh, you're just not good with money. So I hired people to manage my money. Oh, you're just not. Oh, you're just not. Maybe you should do this. You're really good at this. You should try that. It's not always negative. Sometimes it's positive. I have a very good friend who has picked careers her entire life based on what other people has told her she's good at. But there's no passion there. So how do you know if you're in a career that isn't quite for you? How do you know if you have allowed someone else to dictate your future? How do you know if you're allowing someone else to write your life's story? So many of the people I work with are allowing someone else to write your story. And if you really want to know how, there's one simple thing. How passionate are you about what you do? Do you wake up every morning excited to live your life? Do you wake up every morning thinking, oh, thank you, God, it's another day? Or do you wake up thinking, oh, God, it's another day? If the second is true for you, then someone else is probably writing your story for you. If you don't have that passion, then you're not leaning into the real you. You are robbing the world of the beauty that is you. Each one of us is a beautiful masterpiece. We were each born a beautiful masterpiece. But people unintentionally start editing that masterpiece. They start projecting their own images and views of you. It's time for you to take the pen back and write your own story. If you're not waking up and living with passion every day, find your passion. Find the real you. It takes a lot of work, but it is worth every single minute of that work. I just sent my children to a self-development training that is unlike any. I do tons of trainings, you guys. I spent last year over $30,000 on self-development trainings and coaching and all these different things. I'm always growing and up-leveling. But there's one I found that was life-changing. And last weekend, I sent my children, and I consider it such a gift, to this training. It's called the BU training. And it really helps to shed those layers, the layers that I've put on my son. We're about to go to break. And as we do, when we come back, I'm going to tell you guys about how I found myself doing the same thing to my children and how I realized that I was projecting onto them the same ideals, the same type of things that was projected onto me, and how I found myself writing my children's story. But as we break, I want you to think about that. Is someone else writing your story?
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Have you lost sight of who you truly are? Thought leader Linda Lamp is here to help. She illuminates the divine within and walks you through the walls of illusion that hide the truth about your true nature. With her help, you can realize your true self, become a force for good, and create heaven on earth. The Internal Divinity Show, uplifting and illuminating the divine in your life. Second Tuesday of every month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Living a life by design. It's the journey back to you and living 365 days of purpose with host Esther Graham. Tune in every second and fourth Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific. Discover that what is possible is already in you. God designed a phenomenal life for you. At Living a Life by Design, Esther helps you ignite the energy behind your personal journey. For more information, visit fddwomen.com.
Welcome back to Transformations with Martinet. I am filling in for Martinet today. My name is Evelyn Knight. And if you want to find more about me, you can find me at childcarebusinessprofessionals.com. That is where you can find more information about me. Before we left for the break, I told you that I was going to tell you how I found myself trying to write my children's story for them. And earlier, I also told you how every one of us unintentionally starts projecting onto other people who they should be, right? Our opinions of who they are and who they should be and the strengths that we see in them. And I literally found myself, and it's kind of funny because I teach on this stuff, you know, and I really lean in. And even though I'm a business coach, because of my degree in psychology and my emphasis on the like neurology of psychology, I really take business and psychology and I mix them together so that people have a really deeper understanding on how the brain works in the business world. So I'm always talking about these kind of things around my children and really just, you know, talking, it's just who I am. So they hear about it all the time. And my youngest son came to me one day, right before his 18th birthday. And he said, "Mom, for my 18th birthday, I would love for you to get me my business licenses. I'm going to start a business." And I was like, "Yeah, of course. I'm an entrepreneur. This is what I, you know, I live, eat, and breathe. I love helping people. One of my passions is helping people start their own company and just seeing it flourish and grow and seeing them gain their own independence." So I was thrilled. Got him his business licenses, gave it to him for his 18th birthday. And he then came to me and said, "Okay, Mom, now it's time for me to tell you, I'm not going to college." And the mom in me automatically started to just, you know, spew out, no, I did not buy you those licenses so that you would not go to college. You are going to college, young man. You know, you've got scholarships, you have this and that, your life is lined up for you. You're going to college. And he just talked to me. He's like, "Mom, that's just not who I am. I really want to just try to be an entrepreneur like you." Like, yes, I'm an entrepreneur, but I have degrees. And we had these conversations. And he just really asked me, like, "Well, are you using your degrees?" I'm like, "Oh, yeah, kind of." But, and he started telling me all these things. And I just realized he was right. And I had to stop myself. And I had to really question what I was doing. So I went back to him and said, "You know what? You're right. You don't want to go to college. You don't need to go to college. It's okay. And I am here to support you 100% of the way." Now, the mom in me didn't like that answer at all. And the mom in me kept telling myself, "You can always go back to college later. You can always go to college later. You know, it doesn't matter. His scholarships are good for 5 years." But there's that other voice in my head. I was like, "Why? Why does he need it?" Society creates these rules for us that we all think we need to follow. There are these unspoken rules that each one of us live by. And one of them is, you got to get your degree, right? You got a higher education. Well, I was looking at my other son who does have his degrees and all the things, and he's not working in the area of his degrees. And it's really, he's doing great in life. He's 24, owns his own home already. And I was looking at myself too. I have a couple degrees that I'm not using. And I realized he's right. He doesn't need his degree. On March 18th of this year, my son actually completed his first year in business. And I am so proud to say that he is already completely independent. He's running a successful company who already has employees. Not only did he prove me wrong, but he has proven that the societal norms that we are told we have to follow do not have to be followed. They don't have to be who you are. We don't have to be the person we were always told we have to be. When I was going to college, I first got my associate's degree. And when I got it, I wasn't happy about it. and I wasn't excited. And I felt like, yeah, but it's not a bachelor's degree. So I had to go get my bachelor's degree and thought, okay, when I get my bachelor's degree, that'll be enough. That'll be enough. Then I'll be good enough. So I got my bachelor's degree. And again, I didn't even go to the graduation ceremony for either, because I looked at both and thought, now here I was with the bachelor's and it wasn't enough. I thought, no, but it's not a master's. I got to go get my master's. So I went and I did all the classes and I was about to graduate with my master's. And I realized I need my PhD. And that was when I realized that there was no education. There was nothing that was ever going to make me feel like I was enough. That was inside of me. And there is no diploma or a piece of paper that defines me. Who I am, I was born with. I don't need to listen to anybody. I don't need anything. I don't need all the accolades. I am enough, and I am me if you strip me of everything. How many of you need to tell yourself that? How many of you need to look in the mirror today and just say, I'm enough. Strip me of everything, and I am already enough. So I know this can be hard. So there's four questions I use by Katie Byron that help me whenever I'm analyzing anything in my life. When I start telling myself I am something, especially negative, like, well, I just can't do this. I'm just not good enough. I'm just, right? And the four questions from Katie Byron are to ask yourself, is it true? So whenever you're putting an identity on you or somebody else is projecting an identity on you and telling you you are something, ask yourself, is it true? Then ask yourself, can I be absolutely sure it is true? Is there evidence to support it? Because you might ever say, yes, it's true. I'm so wasteful and I'm prideful and selfish, right? But then ask yourself, is there evidence? Can you absolutely prove that it is true? And then ask yourself, how do you react when you're presented with this information or when an incident happens? The last question is, who would I be without this thought? Who would I be without this thought? You have the power to write your own story. Run with it. Again, my name is Evelyn Knight. If you would like to find more information about me, you can find me at childcarebusinessprofessionals.com. Thank you so much for joining me and for allowing me to be here in Martinez Place. I'm sure I will see you guys again soon. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to Transformation with Martinez. Real, raw, and vulnerable conversations. Listen or watch live every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Martinez and her guests have deep, meaningful conversations, sharing empowering stories. Step into your passions and lead with your heart. If you are ready to accept and love you for you, visit martinezemmons.com and start allowing transformation to happen today.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.